It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at WABCBizRadio.com. This radio show, Mind Your Business, on the legendary 77 WABC is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many industries and professions, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, financial planning, time management, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid business advice and strategies to get you ahead in today's business world. As we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to a couple of my recent guest hosts. I was out on holiday last week. Sylvia D. Gisto sat in for me. Thank you very, very much. She interviewed Jess Todfield, also experts that I met at the C-Suite Network conferences, and we'll talk more about that during the show this evening. The week before, Jessica Proud. Special thank you to her. And Bill O'Reilly also had sat in. Special thank you to them for sitting in for me while I was out. You made it easier. Now, of course, anyone that missed it, no worries. Their interviews are up on the archives by going to WABCBizRadio.com. WABCBizRadio.com. Scroll down and you will see their picture, and then you'll be able to click on it and hear either if you listen by iTunes or if you're just going to listen on the computer itself. It's all available, again, by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Some additional thank yous. The show's producer, Pesach Tropper, thank you. Rena Teitelbaum, Srilly Saftless, Dina Student, Miriam Saftless, who handles the social media side of things, and the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group, thank you very much. Also, special thank you to the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, just to name a few. Special thank you to them. And this evening's show will also be available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. It's usually up by Tuesday mornings. And again, all the past shows and videos are, and many of them along with an adjoining video, are available by going to WABCBizRadio.com. Well, the format about tonight's show, it's all about the C-suite. And we're first going to speak with Tricia Ben. She is the VP of Business Development out at the C-Suite Network. And then we're going to play some of the interviews, which I did not release yet. I recorded them at the C-Suite Network in New York a couple of weeks back. My guests at that point, some of them we played already. These four did not air yet. You'll hear them for the first time this evening. Randall Kenneth Jones, author of Show Me. His book is out shortly. That's an incredible interview. His book is about meeting executives and the impressions that were impressive to them in their life. And he shares that in his book, and we talk about it during that interview. I speak with Randy Garn. He is a co-founder at Hero Partners. Rajiv Dandona. He is the CEO at Soch Global. And Angela Preston, author of Opening Doors. So that's all coming up this evening on this show, this edition of Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. But first up, we're going to be speaking with Tricia Ben. Tricia, are you on the line?
I am.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Thank you so much. Well, you got a big show coming up, this show is going to air on Sunday evening, the 30th. It's less than 2 weeks, in a week and a half, the C-Suite Network Conference out in San Francisco. Well, first let's talk about, you are the VP of Business Development, but maybe about your background. What industries were you in before you joined the C-Suite Network?
So I was in market research and insights consulting for about 20 years, Yitzhak, and had sort of worked my way through in the executive roles and through to global marketing and strategy officer, managing director for the U.S. business for one of the MDC partner agencies. And that's how I came across the C-Suite Network. And so here I am now.
Wow. So, I mean, that sounds fascinating. Any stories you could share from people you've met along the way? I mean, that's, you know, working in that for two decades, wow, you've probably had some interesting interactions.
Yeah, certainly over the years, some fascinating interactions. And I think the one thing that people don't understand about the insights consulting industry is that typically if things are being done right, whether it's politics, selling products or services, or, you know, philanthropy, whatever it might be,
right.
A lot of insights work is being done right at the very beginning stages. So you are in those back rooms, you're part of those discussions to really look at how people are thinking about those ideas, those products, those services, how they're going to vote. We have an election coming up very shortly. And that's really a powerful place to be in terms of how you influence others.
You know, it's so,
and certainly when you look at the C-suite, that's what we're all trying to do every day.
Now, sorry to interrupt, but you raise such a good point because so many people don't realize that when, let's say, we'll make it simple, a product on the shelf of a supermarket, how much research, how much studies, how many studies, how many focus groups, whatever, surveys were done that led to that product appearing on a shelf?
It's extensive. It's an extensive amount of work. And the thing is, it's not just what people have done or what they will do, but also what are their need states for future disruption and innovation. And that's where you start to get those really those real breakthrough moments in terms of offerings and so on.
Now, you mentioned it, and it's so true. You joined the C-Suite team recently, and Jeffrey Hazlett is no stranger to the show here, and Tom White, an incredible team. How did you meet up with them? Let's hear that story.
So I actually met Jeffrey. He does over 150 keynote speeches a year.
Wow.
And I met him in a very small place that most Canadians will have never been, and that is Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
It's hard to pronounce it for most people.
Yes, exactly. I loved the message, the whole notion of thinking big, acting bigger, running that gauntlet, making the difference, and how you really motivate great teams to do that and provide the leadership that inspires that. So I met Jeffrey at that conference. Subsequently, I was invited to find a way to reach America's executives, the C-suite. And I came back to the C-Suite Network and actually ended up being a sponsor of C-Suite. Just a phenomenal opportunity to reach executives across America. And it's not just about CEOs, it's about all of those functions, sales, marketing, operations, and so on. How does the CEO and all of the other executive leadership work together to get the outcomes we need? And that's what the C-Suite Network is about. It's about bringing together all of those functional leads and creating that peer-to-peer opportunity to really delve into those challenges and build and really be the most strategic people in the room.
Now, before we get to the lineup and the exciting details about the C-Suite Network coming up on November 7th and 8th in San Francisco, from your experience, and you just touched on it, how important is it for executives to take time out from their very hectic days and say, you know what, I am now setting aside a day to be with other like-minded industry leaders, to be out of the office, and to be at such a conference? How important is that?
It's critically important. And we all know that's true. As executives, we're challenged every day. Yitzhak, you know it.
Yeah.
We all know it.
Right.
But it's critically important. We need to be out of that the everyday environment, and we need to be networking. We need to get that peer-to-peer impact and get business done as well. There's nothing like being introduced to the right person at the right time for whatever challenges you're facing or that will be a great business partner going forward. And I think, you know, there are obviously other pieces to that in terms of, you know, getting that peer-to-peer contact, getting practical tips that you could be taking back and using from your peers that have faced those challenges maybe in other industries or from different leads perspective. You know, a marketer, a CMO might have a great idea that really hits home for a sales lead and so on. And then I think finally, it's critical to get that refresh. And I think with the C-suite network events, and you would be able to speak to this as much as anyone, it's that refresh. It's that something fun and different and an ability to kind of break away and be inspired and have a little fun while you're at it.
It's so true. In fact, I mean, the listeners of this show have, as they say, drank the Kool-Aid, quote-unquote, because there's so many guests that we had that the original relationship came from someone I met at the C-suite. I was fortunate to be already at 3 C-suite network conferences. And among the relationships that started was Shep Hyken we had on the show, Sylvia DiGisto, of course, Jeffrey Hazlett, Tom White. I mean, I have really a long list. We had a great conversation with Greg Williams that we already aired. In fact, I want to point out to the listeners, many of the interviews are also available as a video, as a short video. We shortened the content, and it's up. You can find it on YouTube, but of course, you can easily access it by going to wabcbizradio.com, wabcbizradio.com. But getting back to that point, the content that these thought leaders shared on this show is just a sampling of what I experienced by being there. David Meerman Scott, Ron Carr. I mean, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. Ron Carucci.
Michael Bakarian.
There's a mm-hmm. long list of mm-hmm. thought leaders that shared incredible content here on these airwaves, and the relationship started by being out of the office at a conference at the CC Network Conference.
We so met true. That way.
It's That's
when
exactly
I was
right.
Sponsored.
That's exactly right. We're talking now. exactly
yeah,
it's
really fantastic. And I think that spirit of peer-to-peer executives coming together, you just can't compare it to any other events in my experience. You know, we have people that are keynote speakers that are participating in panel discussions, real discussions, and the topics range so widely, as you know, and as you pointed out with the speakers that you had, and certainly the conference in San Francisco is absolutely phenomenal in terms of touching into all of the critical components of running a successful mid-sized to large-sized business, and all of the different you know, components and pieces that come with that.
So I mean, I got a little sneak peek over here. I see you're having head of business relationship at Capital One, the CEO of Watermark, the former CMO of Lyft. I mean, maybe you could let's mm-hmm. jump right in. Let's talk about the lineup.
Yeah, I'm so excited about this lineup. We have the founders of Barefoot Winery, and I should say the theme for the San Francisco conference is all about innovation and disruption. And you know, they completely disrupted the wine industry in America. They're the number one wine brand, Barefoot Winery, and so that's Michael and Bonnie. And if you've heard them speak or you've met them, just absolutely incredible. They not only do they give you great business advice in terms of, you know, how you hustle and how you, you know, ride those hardships of really creating something great, but also personal advice. They're absolutely fantastic, and they're really going to be focused on that disruption piece in San Francisco. We have the chief digital officer of Epsilon, really excited about that and talking about innovation in terms of digital transformation. And then we have the CMO of love Zoom. And Yitzhak, I know we've participated in Zoom conversations before. Great technology.
That's right.
For video conferencing, voice conferencing, sharing documents. It's absolutely phenomenal. Same with we have CMO of Persistent Systems and the CMO of Jive Software. So lots of great conversation about digital transformation, marketing innovations, and connecting that into sales in disruptive ways. You mentioned Marlene Williamson. One of our partner membership group leads. She's the CEO of Watermark, just an absolutely phenomenal organization. We're going to be talking about how to innovate and disrupt in terms of relationships and peer networks and how to build out within your own organization with some great senior executives from different organizations out in the San Fran Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Yitzhak, if you've talked much about supply chain management, but the group at Spend Management Experts, really, really interesting. John Haver, he's the founder. He's going to be talking about that whole industry and disruption that's happening in terms of managing your supply chain line and costs and so on. I found that a fascinating category over the last few years.
Sure.
Yeah. Many others. I could go on and on. What else do you want to talk about?
Yeah, well, no, this is, I see you're also having back, I mean, he's fantastic. Listen, Jeffrey knows how to hold a crowd. That's not a question, but I'm, one of your star moderators has been Adam Johnson.
Yes,
I see he's back.
So excited to have Adam back. And Adam Johnson was formerly with Bloomberg, an anchor.
Mm-hmm.
He's now heading up Bullseye Brief. We're excited to have him as one of our partners, as we are our bottom line marketing, of course.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Just wonderful, wonderful partners. And thrilled to have Adam moderating a number of our discussions throughout the conference. You know, we talked about making things fun and interesting as well. We're going to have a session that's led by Second City. And
nice.
That's going to be a lot of fun. They have an enormous business in creating educational materials that tap in and really connect with people because they're able to have fun and really engage with the content as opposed to, you know, trying to read a manual or a procedures book.
So true. And you know what's nice about your conferences? The evening before, where I shouldn't say you can let your guard down, because again, you always have to be on display, and we understand that a person is always marketing, always selling. But the evening before the conference, so that means on the 8th itself, it's the full day conference. But on the 7th, that evening, there's it's basically a book signing ceremony, if you will. But it's for a couple of hours. You get to meet with the authors. You get to talk to them directly, find out why they wrote about and the level of expertise that they have. I mean, they're authors. And to do it in a fun way with some drinks. And I've always found that very, how should I say, you know, just puts the human side of the business, of being in business. There's just a human element there.
It really does. I think a lot of times it's easy to forget that when someone is a CEO or a CMO or, you know, whatever their executive title is, that they're actually a real human being as well. and ironically, when you go to a large executive event, it can be very unsettling because, you know, you are somebody in the circles that you normally run in, and you go to an executive event and you're one of many CEOs or CMOs. And it can be very uncomfortable. And so our cocktail, I agree, it's just phenomenal. There are all of our best-selling authors there with their books, signing them, and engaging in real conversation. So everybody has somebody to talk to and really engage in a meaningful conversation right away. And the buzz is just tremendous.
Yeah, no, the buzz is tremendous.
And then, of course, us at C-Suite, we're busy connecting everybody.
Right.
You know, making sure that our members are meeting, everyone that they can during the cocktail, and are set up so that when they walk in the room on the full day of speaking, that they know people there that they've either just met or met at previous events or in the area. So it's a great way of putting people at ease and having them immediately getting that networking piece and that peer-to-peer connection. And I think there's also just an openness, and I think that's part of what Jeffrey Hazlett, Thomas White, and Carl Post have set up as the co-founders of C-Suite Network, is this, you know, ease of connecting people and being yourself and enjoying a lifestyle supported as an executive. And you know, through our wider network of nearly 500,000 executives, we certainly see a great deal of interest in that lifestyle side, which can be, you know, a little out of the ordinary, both from the good and the bad perspective. So anyway, that's something I think is those are the intangibles that are hard to describe, but certainly you feel them when you're there.
Now, as far as last minute reservations, I imagine you're nearly sold out, but would you say the website is the best way to get more information?
That would be fantastic. Absolutely. Okay. We do have a few seats left, and I couldn't more highly recommend it. And San Francisco is it's just absolutely beautiful. We're at Bespoke is the venue. It's a completely interactive facility that's just phenomenal in the heart of San Francisco. So that'll be great. The other thing is, if you go to the C-SuiteNetwork.com site, you can become a member. And that way you'll find out about, you know, all of our events that are coming up, and we certainly have them in different parts of the country throughout the year. So
that's correct.
That would be wonderful.
Again, I was at the one in San Francisco last year, then in Boston, then in New York. You're all over the place. And for good reason, because I met interesting people. And you know what the best part was? In Boston, I met someone from L.A. And in San Francisco, I met someone. Michael Bakirian. Michael Bakirian's is office is technically 10, 15 miles from my office. I go to San Francisco to meet him. How do you like that?
Exactly.
You can't make it up. But that's how it works. Yeah. You never know the opportunities that work out in people's schedules. And you never know who you'll meet, but you certainly will meet someone and people who are interesting, fascinating, and like-minded in their business philosophy and perspective. And that's what counts.
Right. And to that point, Yitzhak, our member platform, when you click on that link on our website, become a member, it is a vetted process. So once you have gone through the vetting process to become a C-Suite Network member, then you will have direct contact and the ability to join different groups that are of your, you know, to have conversations in whatever areas are of value to you. So if you're a chief digital officer and you're interested in becoming a board member or, you know, a bestseller, you know, author that you want to be able to speak to, et cetera, that allows you that direct access where everybody knows exactly who you are. Everybody's been vetted, and you're able to get all of that information. There's a ton of content that's just absolutely phenomenal, and certainly we'd be excited to see any of your listeners there.
Well, I want to remind the listeners the address, C-SuiteNetwork.com. SuiteNetwork.com. So it is basically C-Suite. Network.com, but there's just a hyphen between the C-suite. That's what it is. C-suitenetwork.com. All the information is there. I'm going to give a special thank. I want to remind the listeners, stay tuned for the rest of the show. I'll be speaking with Randall Kenneth Jones, Angela Preston, Randy Garn, and Rajiv Dandona. Those were recorded at the previous C-Suite Network conference in New York. Tricia, thank you very, very much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much, Yitzhak.
Okay, stay tuned, and we'll be back right after these messages. You're tuned to Mind Your Business on 77 WABC.
The excitement and growth never ends for the C-Suite Network. We're heading to San Francisco, November the 7th and 8th, to bring you the next and best C-Suite conference. The C-Suite Network Conference brings together executives from the most powerful and successful companies to share their challenges, success, and lessons learned. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. The event begins Monday evening, November the 7th, and continues Tuesday, November the 8th, with a full day of programming. Request your invite today by visiting csuitenetwork.com/conference.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guest now is Randall Kenneth Jones. He's coming out with a book very soon called Show Me. Randall, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing very well.
Tell me about your book, Show Me.
Well, I'm from the Show Me State of Missouri, which is where that came from. And that's true. We want you to show us how to do things.
Okay.
And I lived in D.C. for several years, moved to Naples, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to reinvent myself, as we, a lot of us do. And I went down there and I discovered so many different people who've been wildly successful, either live there full-time, part-time, mm-hmm. come through town, know people. And I went to the Naples Daily News and I said, has anybody interviewed them? They said, no, do you want to do it? And that was over 4 years and 100 interviews ago.
100 interviews?
Over 100 interviews.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, to put you on the spot and say any single takeaways will be way too complicated. Let's start just, wow. Can I ask you who your most fascinating interview was? Or am I putting you on the spot?
No, it's fine. Okay. You know, because my platform is positivity. Positivity,
excellent.
Creative thinking, a common sense, which is markedly uncommon these days. I have to say the person I probably clicked with the most was Aaron Brockovich. And the reason was we're both the same person, kind of. You know, we are 2 years apart in age. I'm from Missouri. She's from a college town in Kansas. But as far as who we are as people, how we were raised, our belief systems, our values, the Midwestern values stand for.
Let's share two takeaways from that interview you had with her. And again, that's in the book. That will be in Show Me.
Yes, it absolutely is in there.
Let's share, if you recall offhand, two takeaways.
Oh, I do. I mean, stick-to-itiveness, which is a word. It's a real word. I had to look it up. Aaron
really?
Kept using it. Stick-to-itiveness is a real word. And I had to have a lot of stick-to-itiveness to get her to talk to me. And I hung in there. I actually sent her a picture via email that said, Aaron Brockovich does not give up easily either. And she wrote me back in 1 minute.
That is great.
So I had stick-to-itiveness. But it's that and really the values. We were raised to take care of our neighbors. We were raised to honor our parents. We were raised, it's the right thing to do. And it's be on time. It's those sorts of very traditional values that aren't difficult for Aaron and I, but are difficult for some people. And I don't know if the kids today are being taught those values the way we were.
True. Let's talk about some of your other fascinating interviews. Name two or three guests and some of the takeaways.
One of the things I tried to do with the book is I didn't want to just go white collar. I wanted to talk to, and I believe personal and professional development blend.
Okay, work-life balance.
Absolutely, but I think you're the same person at home and at work. And I wanted to go to a wide range. Carl Edwards from NASCAR. Now, I can't say for sure that I'm the only person to ever interview a NASCAR driver for a personal professional development book, but, you know, his business is speed.
Right.
His business is speed.
This is great. And what takeaways did you get from that interview?
You know, look ahead. Don't look in the rearview mirror.
That's
look
great.
Ahead.
He said that?
Yeah,
he
did.
Great.
And if you take that very literally, I mean, he really has to do that.
Oh, and how?
He really
200
does
miles
to do
an
that.
Hour plus.
But if you do things wrong or you move too fast or you work too fast, in his world, you don't get a do-over.
No.
You know, you really don't
put
get
another
it over.
Quarter in the machine.
Yeah, we don't. None
again.
Of us get the do-over.
No.
And,
no.
You know, I thought that was really interesting. I think that, you know, if I really go to another, Pat Benatar, and I asked her, and I want, basically, she and her husband, Neil Giraldo, have had a family business. She's been around since 1979. Mm-hmm. And she's brilliant. She's amazing. But I found out in the 40 years she's been interviewed, nobody has ever talked to her about why you do what you do, what are your ethics, how do you run the business of being Pat and Neil. The other thing that I loved, and I've wanted to write about this forever, and it's in the book, she co-branded with her husband. She no longer records her tours as Pat Benatar. She records and tours as Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. We're not in a world that goes that direction. We go solo. We don't go group. Right. And it was because she wanted to honor the commitment and his contribution to her success, which she steadfastly remains would never have happened without him.
Now, each chapter is the interview, is the interviewee, the guest?
There's a mixture.
How do you package it?
Each chapter actually has a different theme. So if you look at, and I will say one of my things was I think these books should be funny and entertaining.
Okay.
And there are some personal anecdotal stories of pretty much every stupid thing I've ever done in some sort of workplace setting that opens the chapter. So, for example, I have a chapter that's on fear. And it will be a series of columns that are fear-based. For example, General Barry McCaffrey is in there. That's a natural, what our military men and women do. Kathy Griffin is in there because celebrities fear her the minute she walks into the room. Actually, Carl Edwards is in there. Susie Orman is in the chapter on fear and the education from her because money, it's huge. It's a huge fear. So it starts out with sort of an anecdotal story about my own fears and goes into looking at fear in that particular chapter.
Any takeaways from the interview with the general?
You know, he did, and I wish I could quote him exactly. He wears a lapel pin. That is his, I believe it's his Purple Heart, and I'm going to have to
think. Okay, right.
But he doesn't want to be thought of as a general. He's a commander. He even though he's retired, he's a commander who's on the ground. He's one of the soldiers, essentially. Nice. And I am paraphrasing how he said that.
That's the general idea.
But yeah,
not
the
down.
General idea, yeah.
Right. Well, no pun intended.
Yeah. But no, he really has so much respect for the boots that are on the ground.
That's right.
And that's why, even as a retiree, he wears that pin to be able to say, I'm really one of you. I'm not, I don't live my life thinking as a strategic up above general.
I'm speaking here with Ranel Kenneth Jones. This is a special edition of Mind Your Business. We're recording live from the C-Suite Network Conference in Midtown Manhattan. Randall's book is coming out in a couple of weeks. Show Me is the name of it.
Actually, 2 months. It's November 15th.
Right. From when this airs, this will be a couple of weeks. That's all good. All good.
Okay.
Where will people be able to pick up the book?
If you go to, right now, the information's available on showmejones.com, and we know for sure it's everything's on Amazon.
Right.
I know it's on Amazon.
Right.
We're still working through some other outlets as well, but it's certainly available on Amazon.
Amazing. Any final takeaway from those amazing 100 interviews that you did? What would you say is almost a commonality, some central theme that you found, if I may put you on the spot?
No. And there is one. And I didn't see it coming, and it's simple. Authenticity. And it sounds simple, and everybody says it, and
so
we talk about it all the time.
So beautiful.
But I sat down. Sometimes these people spend hours with me having these. We had discussions, not interviews. This is a discussion.
That's correct.
And which is the best way. And I don't believe these people are different publicly than they are personally.
So beautiful.
They
Such
really
a great
point. They own who they are. They own their successes. They own their failures. It's part of who they are. And I think we're told that a lot,
right?
But have we been told to be authentic so much we don't really think about what that means?
Yeah.
And I hope this book really makes people think about who they are, who their authentic self, as seen through the eyes of all these people from all these different, wildly different success stories.
Randall, thank you so much for joining
me
here. That was Ranel Kendall Jones. Randall Kenneth Jones. He's coming out with a book shortly called Show Me. It'll be on Amazon and in different outlets that people normally purchase books. We're coming here from a C-Suite Network conference in Midtown Manhattan. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
The excitement and growth never ends for the C-Suite Network. We're heading to San Francisco, November the 7th and 8th, to bring you the next and best C-Suite conference. The C-Suite Network Conference brings together executives from the most powerful and successful companies to share their challenges, success, and lessons learned. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. The event begins Monday evening, November the 7th, and continues Tuesday, November the 8th, with a full day of programming. Request your invite today by visiting csuitenetwork.com/conference.
Did you know that dissatisfied employees cost American businesses over $300 billion each year? Now there's a solution. TeamAhead.co. TeamAhead is a complete solution to help companies of all sizes build a positive corporate culture. TeamAhead helps today's thought leaders make their vision a legacy. TeamAhead's comprehensive approach helps you communicate your vision and engage your employees through many channels, including print, digital, sweepstakes, video, events, social media, and a custom website. Call 800-890-1807, extension 3505 to find out how TeamAhead can transform your business's corporate culture, leading to greater productivity and revenue. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co. Team Ahead will enhance your workplace productivity, boost morale, and successfully communicate your vision. Don't let your company's strongest asset be its biggest liability. Call toll-free 800-890-1807, extension 3505, or visit teamahead.co to fuel your winning workplace today.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back, the Mind Your Business Show, right here on 77 WABC and around the world at WABCBizRadio.com. My guest now is the Chief Revenue Officer at Skipio, S-K-I-P-I-O, Randy Garn. Randy, how are you? Welcome to Mind Your Business.
You know what? I love being here. It's great. I love the energy of the show. And
Thank you.
We're all about helping entrepreneurs, so this is great.
Yes, this is fantastic. Well, the show here. And, of course, we're coming to you live from the C-Suite Network Conference right here in Midtown Manhattan. It's good that they made it here in my backyard. Well, listen, it's I've been to the one in San Francisco, the one in Boston. They're all fantastic, and that's why you get some background noise here. But it just adds some extra nice background to
We'll get close to the mic.
Let's get into it. Okay, Randy, let's talk a little bit about your product. It seems you're into some type of disruptor industry here. Is that so?
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's,
what
it's
does Skipio
basically
do?
So Skipio.
Skipio.
If you go to Skipio.com, it actually is an amazing tool to be able to help you to communicate with a lot of people very intimately. And I mean, a good example of that is Skipio does email, but it does texting, voice broadcasting, and being able to do mobile payments. But it does it in such a way that it's very authentic and very genuine. Sometimes when you get short code texts, it's not very, you know you're on a list. And so we build a product that really helps authors, speakers, CEOs, to be able to really communicate with their following.
Okay, so that the audience could wrap their head around what you offer. Perhaps you can give a case study. If you want, you could share the names of the companies or not, or the individuals, but give a case study or two so that we can wrap our head around it.
Yeah, I was just with Dr. Kellyanne. Mm-hmm. She's one of the great thought leaders. She's on Good Morning America.
Sure.
She's been on Dr. Oz. She was just here with me. She's got a humongous following. She's like, Randy, I get text all day long, but I love everyone on my list, and I want to help all of them out. And so how do I do that? How do you do that? You know, so she's able to send out a very personal text to, you know, a million people.
Wow.
She wanted to. You know, a good example of that is on Thanksgiving, last Thanksgiving, we really just launched a company, but I found myself Thanksgiving, instead of spending time with my family and my kids, I'm texting her, hey, I'm thankful for you. I'm getting texts back and forth. I'm able to do that in less than 1 minute and text that out to everybody. Hey, just appreciate you a ton, and you make it very intimate. So
it's a dashboard. Maybe you could walk me through the technical side of the product.
Yeah, on the technical side of the product, it is. It's a web-based product, but it works with your mobile phone as well. Okay. So you can also, it's a CRM for texting, for email, for doing voice broadcast. For example, Jeff Hazlett, one of the things that he's going to be doing here at the C-suite, we're a partner of the Hazlett Group. And Jeff is going to send out a whole voice broadcast to everybody in attendance here. So 400 people, 400 to 600 people are going to get a voicemail from him. Your phone doesn't ring. It bifurcates your phone system. But you'll pick up, oh my gosh, I just got a message from Jeff. And it's really authentic and personal. It's not that he wouldn't call everybody. He just doesn't physically have the time, nor is their technology set up to do that. So everybody here is going to get a voice message from Jeff thanking them from coming here.
Wow.
And when the next
automated.
One is. All Boom. Automated. Everything.
Next question, which I'm sure you're asked. How does Scipio integrate a person's social media profile?
Okay. That's a huge one. So we work a lot with, it's interesting because I built several online education companies. We are in the education space. So a lot of thought leaders have a huge following.
Right.
Nowadays, it's like people that have a great clothing line or product line. So
right.
You can actually download all of your followers from Instagram, from Facebook, from any of your social media, you can actually download them right into Scipio and to be able to communicate with them through those
things. So the same way, whether it's going to be voicemail, text, if a person's choice way of communicating is through Twitter, Twitter.
Yeah, we can download that. It'll go right into the Scipio.com platform. And the nice thing is like one of the most intimate ways to communicate is, via text. And so what it does is actually scrubs your database and makes sure that it's either a cell phone or a landline or an active one. And so we're actually doing a really awesome special deal for everybody at C-Suite. But it's actually a good way to scrub your list, too, to make sure that they're all valid followers.
Where are you based out of?
We're actually based out of Salt Lake City is where,
nice.
Where we're based out of. So.
Nice. Scipio.com. Well, maybe you could also share with us, you're in technology.
Yeah.
What's like some of the secrets? What's the next biggest thing that you see in the next 6 months?
That's a great thing because right now it's exploding in Salt Lake. They're calling it Silicon Slopes. We can't find engineers. That's the challenge.
Staffing
is the challenge. And so I really think the future is going to be like we need to continue to get really, really good engineers and designers and developers on product-based software that solves solutions. And that's all we've done. We've hired on some of the best. We've got an amazing CTO that's built great products. He's got a great track record. But it's just going to keep evolving and evolving. So you really have to stay on top of stuff. With technology, everything's changing about every 6 months.
Yeah.
So we really want to be the thought leaders in customer relations. So we want to continue to innovate and ideate Scipio as a thought leader in that once you get a customer, how do you communicate with them? So
well, Randy Garn is actually being pulled aside because he's got to go up on stage in a moment. Randy, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, I love it. Keep going, guys. Let's keep doing it.
When we come back, we'll have more guests right here on 77 WABC. My guest is Angela Preston. She has a new book, Opening Doors. Angela, welcome to the Mind Your Business Show.
Thank you, and it's great to be here.
So Opening Doors, what is the book all about?
It's about changing your career. It's a transformational change.
Interesting.
I decided I wanted fresh and new opportunities, and opportunities come from behind closed doors, and I decided to call my book Opening Doors because I wanted a new opportunity.
So now, walk me through it. What business were you in when you got started in business?
I worked in corporate finance for 25 years, and 2 years ago I decided I wanted to go into coaching and to become a published author and a stand-up comedian. And that's where the change happened, and that's where the name of Opening Doors came from, because behind all those doors was what I wanted to do. And that's where the name came
Very
from.
Very interesting. Because you would think opening doors has to do with sales or something like that. But
in my line of work, before I became an author, I did do sales. I did coaching and I did development, but hugely sales. I was responsible for £9 million turnover.
Wow.
Which was huge in the UK. So I was into sales, but I decided I wanted to take a career break away from that and become a life coach, teaching parents and children how to build strong relationships. And that's when I decided to write the book about growing up in Liverpool in the UK in a poor area and what I did to put in place to become successful.
Now, I imagine from your life experience you could share, how should someone handle when they're starting to think about perhaps of a career change? What's that process like?
Look for passion. My passion is people and turning their helping them turn their lives around, and also to achieve what they set out to achieve the dreams, to achieve the goals. So I would say for anyone looking for change, look what makes your heart sing, look what makes you get out of bed in the morning and keeps you awake at night, because mine is people, and I hardly sleep because I'm always looking for new ways to improve people's lives. Find what your passion is.
Fascinating. So during those 25 years, did you ever have those moments along the way? Or when did it like, bam, like I'm just going to do it?
Well, the 8th of May, 2014, I just decided. I woke up that morning and I said to my husband...
You remember the day?
I remember the date like it was yesterday, because that was the first day of the rest of my life. I decided that day, this is going to be the day that I wake up and I live my purpose. Every one of us are born
Amazing.
With a birth date
so
and a purpose.
So true, so true.
And that was the day my purpose became alive.
Amazing. Where can people buy the book, Opening Doors?
The book is on Amazon and it's on Barnes & Noble website.
Excellent. That was Angela Preston, Opening Doors. Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, these incredible guests. She actually, her book is part of the C-Suite Book Club. We're going to join with more guests here on the Mind Your Business show. We're coming to you live from the C-Suite Network Conference in Midtown Manhattan. This particular one is in New York, Manhattan. They have three a year. They're in Boston, San Francisco, and New York, and this one is coming from New York. My guest right now is Rajiv Dandona. Soch Global? How do you pronounce the company name?
Soch Global.
Soch Global.
Yes.
This sounded so fascinating. I said, you know, Rajiv, let's talk on the air about it. Yeah. First of all, thank you. Welcome to Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me.
Describe to me, what exactly does your company do?
Well, Soch Global, which actually means in Hindi, the Indian language, Soch means think.
Okay.
So
nice.
You know, so what we do is we distribute all sorts of electronics and things that are consumer goods, finished products. So we're talking.
So you're
about
a distributor?
No, I'm a distributor of all various consumer electronics. So it's really interesting. You see the trends of technology and demand.
Right. You get to really know who what products are really moving.
Exactly. And all what consumer trends are,
right.
Up, down.
In real time.
Yeah. So it's super exciting, really cutting edge. I really like that about the business. You know, obviously, you know, I've been listening to so many speakers today. It was
right,
super
here at
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at C-Suite Network. And really interesting to see, you know, how this applies to my business, because you see major companies and how they're changing with technology. And how everything was all about, you know, the disc man, for example, in the
That's
80s
right.
and 90s. You
That's
know,
right.
It was the disc man. And today, it's all about your phone. Your phone
right.
is all you need. And that's a mobile phone, that too. In the 80s, it didn't exist, you know. So
that's correct. Or those big, huge ones.
Yes.
That you carried in a briefcase.
Yeah.
They weighed around 30 pounds.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, it's Soch Global. What exactly about your company is global? Aside, obviously, it's on the internet. But
sure.
What else do you, what a global perspective? Even maybe talk about your background.
Sure, sure, sure. So, I mean, we've been, it's a family business. Kamal Dandona and myself are the owners of the company. And, you know, we distribute in 48 countries worldwide.
Wow.
So
well, that makes you global.
Yeah, yeah,
wow.
For sure.
48 countries.
Yeah, so it's really exciting because you see what the demand is, how it changes. You know, if you go to Japan, you see what they really are buying that's, you know, cutting edge. And then obviously you go to places that are more like Nigeria or any of these other ones that are obviously third world countries, what their requirements are. India, China, you know, it's very interesting because I source so much product from all over the world to get to the end consumer, and so much of the time it doesn't even come from China. And you're thinking, okay, electronics has to come from China. It's very interesting. So, you know, all this stuff and all this new technology to get to the end consumer is changing. I mean, they just started delivery by drones. I forgot which country now, but they just started delivery of pizza by drones. I want to say Australia, but I could be wrong. So, you know, really interesting.
So now here's a question. We're going to put aside the business aspect. Do you find, from working in 48 different countries, Are there more things that are common among humans or more things that are different?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think it's it's about awareness. So I think that it's very common, actually. I think that the human race by nature, they're very similar. You know, everybody has emotions, everybody has wants, everybody wants convenience, right? You know, if I can have something in my phone that does everything for my business, I'm sure everybody, that's a dream come true. You know, I don't know if anybody wants the Nokia from 1995.
Right, no.
You know, so...
it's done.
Yeah, so, I mean, everybody's very similar. It depends on, I guess, entry to market, when it becomes available. You know, and the consumers, you know, don't ever have to worry. And all the major behemoths, right? We're talking about one of the speakers just mentioned. Look at Airbnb.
Right.
Massive. They don't own any property.
That's
Uber,
Alibaba. Don't own any cars, right?
They don't own anything, but they have some of the largest market caps outside.
Right.
Same with Amazon. They don't own any. They don't. I mean, they definitely do take possession, but they have something called FBA. So you put it on their website, and everybody can take
it,
buy it, and get delivered all the way down to food. You don't have to leave your house anymore.
Another question, again, from your global perspective. What would you say is one takeaway that you find fascinating from dealing with people? I mean, 48 different countries. What's something that you find so fascinating that you didn't know before you got into this global business? You didn't know 10 years ago, 15 years ago, that you just find so fascinating from humans around the world?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, it's just a different mentality, you know, because it's very interesting when you're dealing with different countries. For me, for, let's say I'm selling speakers. In America, you want a portable speaker that's cool and chic and small. It's very interesting. If you're doing business in Africa, I think they still believe bigger is better if you're going into luxury goods.
Wow.
They want a bigger speaker, you know, because they like a bigger speaker.
So you have to be completely cued in. I mean, well, first of all, you see what's moving and what's not.
Yes.
I mean, so right away, you can't, there's no room for error here. Wow. Let me ask you a final question. What do you see as the next big thing? It could be product, it could be technology, but from your global vantage point that you say within the next 6 months, 12 months, you see this emerging.
Virtual reality. Virtual
wow.
reality is going to be the future, I think. I mean, I think it's cutting edge. You know, you've been seeing it happen over the course of the last few years, but I think it's going to make a major leap in the next, 2 years. I mean, I've been going to friends' houses where they have full machines where you can walk through Peru and, you know, walk to Machu Picchu almost like you're there, and there's no difference. It's almost like you're nauseous because it's so real. You know, really interesting.
Frightening stuff. Amazing. Rajiv Dandona.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you so much.
Really cool. A global perspective. His website, sochglobal.com. That's S-O-C-H global.com. We're coming to you from the C-Suite Network Conference here in New York. We're going to be back in a moment. Stay tuned.
The excitement and growth never ends for the C-Suite Network. We're heading to San Francisco, November the 7th and 8th, to bring you the next and best C-Suite Conference. The C-Suite Network Conference brings together executives from the most powerful and successful companies to share their challenges, success, and lessons learned. Attendees will gain insights that are deeply personal and immediately actionable. The event begins Monday evening, November the 7th, and continues Tuesday, November the 8th, with a full day of programming. Request your invite today by visiting csuitenetwork.com/conference.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? And does it have the 2016 look? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Author, radio host, and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis, has written the essential book for the success-driven, fast-paced professional. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is a must-read for marketing your business and building your personal brand. Former U.S. Congressman and media executive Bob Turner describes So, What's the Bottom Line? As a compass to guide the experienced executive or marketing novice through any step in planning or organizing a selling strategy. So, What's the Bottom Line? Is available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. Get your copy today.
You're tuned to Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC. This wraps up an incredible edition of Mind Your Business, where we spoke with various C-suite leaders. And it was all about the C-Suite Network Conference. Again, there's a big one coming up in San Francisco next Tuesday on November the 7th and the 8th. The 8th is the primary day. The 7th, they're having a get-together with the Executive Book Club members. You can find out more information by going to c-suitenetwork.com. Special thank you to the initial guest on the program this evening, the VP of Business Development out at the C-Suite Network, Tricia Ben, thank you. And Randall Kenneth Jones, author of Show Me, Angela Preston, author of Opening Doors, Randy Garn, co-founder at Hero Partners, and Rajiv Dandona, CEO at Soch Global, for their incredible, unique perspective that they bring to the table regarding C-level executive leadership. Well, this brings to a close this edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night for another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night from 11 until 12 for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Saflis has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night from 11 until midnight on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.